T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
I had an awkward encounter that could have resulted in my arrest, me getting beat up, and it definitely had someone considering throwing me out of a place.
Really?
Yep. And it's all because of my appearance. Hey, JP, you're going to be right there with me, and you're going to be the only one who understands this, because JP and I are currently working in a studio filled with beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
So they have no idea what it's like to be standing at a crowded bar trying to get a drink.
Yeah, you're invisible.
Oh, my God. It's literally the worst thing on planet Earth. If you...
Because you're impatient? Or how long could it possibly take for you guys to order a drink?
I have stood at a bar for 11 consecutive months. Because all I want is a bottled beer, right? My order's not complicated. But if it's dude bartenders behind the bar, no guy gets paid attention to. And it's always like, you can't really weasel your way in if there's girls in front of you, because you can't really push a girl out of the way. And so you stand at the bar and you're like, excuse me, as, you know, Scott or whoever, Dylan, whatever his chiseled name is like,
Chase,
yeah, down the bar, you know, taking care of Brittany and Ashley.
Is it where they avoid eye contact with you?
Oh, yes. God, yes!
Like, they won't even look in your direction because they know you want to drink. They can tell by your body language you want to drink.
Right.
And if they make eye contact with you, then they actually have to acknowledge your existence.
If I'm a bartender... Mm-hmm. And there are three people at the bar, Janine, me, and Jen. Even if me got there first, y'all are getting your drinks first.
Yeah. And it drives you nuts.
It's par for the course.
It just is.
Yeah. I like to convince myself those guys are just intimidated.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what it is.
Totally.
Certain of it.
So I'm going to share this story directly with JP, because y'all wouldn't understand.
Okay.
All right. So JP, I am at a bar.
Yeah.
That has male bartenders and a lot of pretty women in the bar. So you can understand the challenge. And Callie's with me, but she's at the table, probably getting hit on by another bartender. Who knows? But I'm at the bar, right? And the bartender finally acknowledges that I'm there, and I order our drinks. It was the two of us and another couple. So I order the 4 drinks. And then I pay him, and I know my only chance for this is the only thing that could be beautiful about me in a bar full of beautiful women, cash money. So I am going to tip him $20 so he'll remember me. So they got, you know, those orange juice carafes on the bar that you put your tip in.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the thing, whatever, blah, 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 and I get the change. And then I had a $20 cash, and I put it in the orange juice carafe.
Yeah, and a $20 bill, you don't just, like, throw it in there right
flourish.
Away. You just take about a minute and a half to arch it up in the air and
make sure he sees
look
it.
Look at that. It's not a dollar. It's a $20 bill.
Right.
Did he see it?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's all right. Because I'm a quick-thinking young man. I'll just take it out of the tip jar.
No!
That'll show him.
And then put it in his hand.
Put it back in when he's looking.
Oh, no. Oh, this is where it all goes wrong. You are so awkward, dude.
So he delivered, like, the two glasses of wine for Callie and the other woman that we were with. And then he had to turn back around to pull the two beers out. So when he brought the wine is when I tried to dip the 20, like JP said, long arc, like the 20 facing out, like almost mouthing the word 20, you know, into the carafe. Totally mistimed it. He doesn't see it. So I'm like, damn. So I reach up into the carafe and pull my 20 out. And I see him see me in the reflection of the mirror behind the bar. And he turns around without the beers and says, what are you doing?
Oh, no. You're like, backpedal. I would just.
You know how many ways there are to explain that? Zero.
Oh, no.
Like, there's nothing you can say. Like, I want to make sure you.
Yeah, that bartender named probably Skylar was mad.
Oh, probably Skylar. You are so awkward, dude.
Yeah. Yep. So he turned back around, and I believe his exact words were, "Can I help you?" And then he did not say anything further about the reaching into the jar thing, because he saw me put it back in. But at this point, he doesn't think it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So he cashes out. Yeah. He cashes out the wine only part of the transaction. Gives me the total. Doesn't give me the beer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And goes and tells the other bartender what he saw happen.
Oh, no.
So now I have to walk back to the table with two glasses of Pinot Grigio.
That is a different kind of walk of shame. But a walk of shame, God. Nonetheless.
I just had to be honest with him, because I couldn't be like, hey, here's your wine. Hey, you know what I was thinking? I bet the beer here is warm. We should go let's go somewhere else. I don't know it's warm, because they wouldn't give me one. I'm just guessing it's warm. I just had to tell everybody what happened. And the other dude that I was with, wouldn't go up to the bar. He's just like, nah, I think they probably saw us sit together. I don't want to be profiled.
Oh, guilty by association.
Oh, my God, that's
yeah.
So awkward, Jeff.
Yeah, so anyways, enjoy your good looks, ladies. Must be nice.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.